Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. So tonight is Dynamite, and it is a show from Scotland. It is the, I guess, a show, go-home show for Wembley, which is coming up on Sunday. Sunday is also NXT Heatwave, and we're going to talk about the NXT TV show as well here today. Last night, of course, was NXT, and they built up at least one new match for Heatwave, so we will talk about that. And then we've got all of the rest of the news. We've got a ticket update for Wembley. They're still selling tickets, and actually they sold a lot yesterday. So that's definitely good. We had Britt Baker making a rare comment about what's going on with her and AEW. We got an update on the WWE tour of Hawaii, which is kind of funny, actually. Updates on AJ Lee and Royce Keys and OTM and Will Ospreay and a lot of other news. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll do the NXT TV report as well. Filthy Tom is joining us tomorrow and the day after. So Royce Isaacs will be joining us again here today to talk about all of this. He drew the lucky straw getting to watch NXT last night, so that's going to be very exciting here today. If you want to join us, you're welcome to. Text messages 425-780-7566. That's text messages only. Nobody answers that phone because it doesn't ring. 425-780-7566. You can send emails to F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick off the show, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Roy Sizes is joining us here today. You ready to do another round of this?
Hey, couldn't get enough. I'm back at it. And, you know, if we watched NXT, I had a good time.
That NXT, man, you got a good week. Because that honestly was probably the best NXT maybe in months. There's like a lot of good wrestling and
yeah.
I mean it was I didn't know what to expect, but you got a good one this week, so we'll talk about that here in a while. By the way, there is an After Dark coming at 2 Pacific 5 Eastern today, back live, and we will have a special guest. And someday we're gonna get Royce on the show, right, Royce?
I've been begging.
Yeah.
The fans are demanding it in high numbers, you know?
Now, you're a big fan of this Dyatlov Pass incident, are you not?
I think calling me a big fan might be...
Maybe a fan's
wrong word. I'm a really big fan of...
You're a fan of this mysterious death? Yes.
Yeah.
Is that like your big thing, or what else? What are you interested in?
I feel like I tend to be more of like a true crime guy, but I do get into, it can't just be just a basic unsolved mystery because there's not like enough of a satisfying conclusion, I guess. But when there's like a mystery like the Dyatlov Pass where there's a lot of extra gimmicks, so to say, to it, I think it's really interesting, or like the Yuba County 5 disappearance, where you're like, there is a lot of evidence and there's a lot of weird stuff and it's really hard to jam them together and like figure out a conclusion. I like those kind of, unsolved.
So an unsolved mystery where there's a gimmick is what you're saying. So like guy, you know, he's walking along and he calls his dad, and I forget the guy's name, but it's a famous one. And then, like, he yells something into the phone, and then the phone cuts out, and they never see him again. So it's like, not only did he disappear, but, like, there's something weird that happened. He saw something, or, like, those types.
Yes, you got the exact vibe immediately.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a show one of these days. This guy goes, Dyatlov Pass is my favorite of those. It's definitely weird. It was a bunch of hikers, right? They were up in Dyatlov Pass, and then like they were all found dead, and there was like a lot of weirdness about it. This was back in like the 50s, right? I'd have to look it up again.
Yeah, I believe 59.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things where a lot of them are ruled as hypothermia deaths, but then you have all this weird like internal bleeding and bruising, or like missing eyeballs, one's missing a tongue, concussive blows that have clearly been struck to them, people with non-matching injuries, so like maybe their ribs are caved in and there's zero outer bruising or damage, or the reverse where they're completely torn up, there's all this soft tissue damage and then there's nothing below it. So there's both kinds. So it's really weird. And there's some evidence of there was Russian military weapons testing in the general Ural Mountain area. That's one of the theories people go with of what happened. But there's like a lot of weird, there's just a lot of strange gimmicks surrounding this.
I'm going to have to look at some more during the break. Yeah, well, we'll do a show on this one of these days, but
okay,
we unfortunately must talk about some wrestling here today on this particular show. Actually, we should start with this because it's an expensive story. I kind of wish Tom was here because I think he's a TKO shareholder. I'm not sure if that's that's proper as a co-host on this show, but anyway, a holdup which had been delaying the finalization of the $147.5 million settlement in the WWE shareholder lawsuit appears to have been resolved. There had been what was described as, quote, a narrow disagreement between lawyers representing Vince McMahon and lawyers representing Nick Khan, Paul Levesque, and former board members George Barrios and Michelle Wilson. McMahon and the other defendants had already agreed to settle the dispute, the lawsuit. We're still working on what legal claims they could give up against each other in connection with who pays the settlement and what is covered by insurance. The filings did not detail exactly what issues remained unresolved between the two sides. I guess if I had to guess, Vince wanted to pay as little as possible. Think that'd probably be a fair guess. But anyway, apparently it has been resolved. WWE is paying $105 million. TKO will use their insurance to cover $75 million of that. And boy, are their premiums going to change. And Vince McMahon must pay $42.5 million. Vince McMahon and or his insurers. And so, you know, to a normal fella, myself, Royce, all of you listeners, that's a lot of money, $42.5 million. But when you're Vince, I mean, just pay it, bro. You're like, you're 80 and you've got billions of dollars. So I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, that's apparently been settled. So away we go. You don't have any TKO stock?
You know, I probably should have, but I have very little stock. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty bad at anything stock related. I'm not the guy to go for like investing advice.
I think Tom maybe has a share. I don't think he's going to be making a lot of money on this settlement, but hey, you never know. I'm sure he's doing better than I did with that MJF coin. That did not work out for me one bit, but what can you do? All right, All In is Sunday, and since yesterday, they sold 989 tickets in a day. So they're now up to 43,017. And I think the day before it was a pretty low number. And so it looked like, well, you know, they may not make it up to this 45 everybody is expecting. But now, I mean, 1,000 tickets in a day, I mean, 45 is certainly within range. And they might get even higher than that. So tonight is the big go-home show in Scotland. And you know, we'll see how many they sell in the run-up. You want to make a prediction, Royce? What's the final number going to be for Wembley?
Give me the number they're at right now.
They're at 43,017.
I bet they at least clear 47. I mean, they're going to have
47.
Yeah, you don't think that's possible?
No, it's possible. It's possible.
I mean, you don't think there's going to be anyone that buys tickets on the day of or walks up or whatever?
Well, there probably will be a decent walk up. That would be what, another 4,000 tickets between now and Sunday? It's possible. It's possible. I think the WrestleMania number, like, I don't think they're going to beat 53,922, which is the last time they ran Wembley. They won't get that high. But I think, what was WrestleMania, 47? I think WrestleMania night one was 47, and night two was maybe 51 or something. Let's see if I can find it. WrestleMania 2026 attendance. Of course, we're going to get the gimmick attendance here. Well, maybe not. Night one, 47,093. Night two, 50,033. So I think they're within shooting range of maybe beating night one of Mania. I don't think they're going to beat night two. But I guess we'll see. And I think the big number this year is actually Tanahashi's retirement. Let's see what that did. Because I think that beat WrestleMania. Tanahashi. I think the big one for the year is going to be that one. Ah, this one says 46,913.
So was that the sellout, though? Was 46,913? Because maybe it... I think it probably would have drawn more if they had a bigger venue.
Yeah. All right, we'll look at this when we come back from the break. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This guy here is suggesting the Henter Kaifek mystery in 1922, the Sodder Children 1945, and the Lead Mask Case of 1966. So we need to look those up.
Hey, I'm down for it. And someone needs to do a lead mask match gimmick.
That's true. Should probably be Tom so he doesn't hit his head with that chain next time. Probably would have helped if he had a lead mask on. This poor guy. He goes, you know what he said yesterday? He says, I didn't suffer any brain injuries or anything like that. But he said it right after he said, I don't remember any of the match. I was like, what? You might want to get that checked out, dude. You hit yourself in the head with a freaking giant metal chain. All right, well, the update here. So the Las Vegas Stadium Authority announced a total attendance for WrestleMania of 47,093 and 50,033. So that's total attendance, which would mean that's not the paid number. So the paid number would be below that. And the paid number for the Tanahashi retirement show was 46,913. So I think New Japan, I think probably the Tokyo Dome and WrestleMania are probably very much neck and neck. And Wembley being where they're at, I mean, I don't think that's 43,000 paid. I mean, I'm sure that they have got a lot of comps out as well. Everybody does. So it's all going to be neck and neck, those three shows, which, hey, that's pretty damn good that WrestleMania, the Tanahashi retirement show, and All In are all doing roughly the exact same number of people, almost 50,000. That's pro wrestling's pretty hot right now. I think it's a conclusion you could draw. So we'll see how it goes. Now there was a Britt Baker sighting. So this whole thing is interesting. Some fan tweeted, "Wish you would return at Wembley," and she responded with, "Same." So that clearly indicates she would like to come back. We still have absolutely no earthly idea why she's not back. And now everything's a little bit weird because they've got this AW Dynamite Rebel Heart Show, which is coming up on September 9th. Tania Brooks, Rebel, is battling ALS, and they're doing a tribute show to her and, raising money for ALS. And that's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Now, I'm sure some of you know this, especially if you've been on social media, but Rebel and Britt Baker are like best friends. And it's kind of a strange thing now because, I mean, if they're doing this Rebel Heart show, I mean, 100% Britt should be there. But the problem is, if she's there, you kind of are taking attention away from the Rebel tribute show. Because that'd be a big story if she showed up there. She hasn't been around in like over a year, I think. So, I mean, she should be there. But if she's going to be there, her debut probably should have been on a different show. And we're running out of shows. So I don't know if they can get her to Wembley, like, real fast and have her make a return there. And then, you know, she can just appear on the Rebel tribute show, so it's not like, you know, her big return taking away from the show. They're in a weird spot right now, because her not being there would be very weird, but you also don't want her there taking away from the attention on Rebel. So it's kind of like she's got to come back at Wembley, but it looks like she's not going to be at Wembley because she says she would like to be at Wembley. So I guess we'll see what happens, but that's where we're at. And still no one knows why she's not on AEW, but we'll see. I think her deal comes up, I don't even know when, maybe a year or two, but it's all very strange. What would you do in this situation, Royce? Rocking a hard place here.
Okay, so I'm only speaking from, I don't know what their current situation is, so, like, easy for me to say, but I do know Britt and Rebel were that close, and I'm sure it means the world to Britt to be on there, so I'm sure there's, like, an issue on both sides in terms of whatever, if it's a hurt ego or whatever, but, like, I do think times like that are when you need to come together and put all that to the side for the bigger cause, for the bigger good. And I also agree that it would be nice to not have it be like all the headlines are just Britt Baker returns. So, like, I don't know which side would be the one offering the olive branch, but I just hope someone does, because it would really be a shame. And I feel like the obvious thing is, bigger than everything, all hands should be on deck for a Rebel right now.
Yes. Speaking of rock and a hard place, what a segue this is. So the other day we were talking about, I guess The Rock is going to be part of the last Fast and Furious or something like that. I'm not a big Fast and Furious guy, but apparently they're, I'm not, believe it or not. I don't watch a lot of movies is the problem. But I guess they're shooting, they're shooting the last one? Is that what they're doing?
Yes, I believe it's like the final, the X is the 10th one, so they're ending it there. And it's a great series. The first one...
There's been 10?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
The first one is just Point Break, but with cars. And then, like, by the sixth one, they're in space for some reason. So it really does, like, off kilter.
They're in space?
Yes. They're like, doing stuff in space with cars and all kinds of... And they got Jason Statham and The Rock are, like, a side quest characters. They have their own series, Hobbs and Shaw. This will actually be at least the 11th movie in the family.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, I guess we'll see where they go for the final one. But the point is, The Rock's schedule, we were talking about this on Observer Radio, it looks very unlikely that he will do WrestleMania. And, you know, the Saudis really wanted him for WrestleMania. They like their 90s wrestling. And looks like he's probably not going to be at WrestleMania this year. And also, I mean, if you've seen The Rock lately, this guy's dropped a lot of weight. I certainly would not call him skinny by any means, but certainly if you're used to The Rock, the guy's skinny now. So that's kind of makes things a little bit weird. But, you know, we were talking about when the heck is the last time we saw this guy on television? He's just vanished. And the answer was last year's Elimination Chamber. So he's been gone a long time. He showed up. They did the John Cena heel turn, which was a disaster. And then The Rock vanished, and we've never seen him since. So, you know, we were talking about how, man, we have not seen The Rock. He has done nothing with WWE. The guy's just disappeared. Literally the next day, The Rock will be heading to Hawaii to be part of the WWE tryouts in Honolulu. What a coincidence. This will be at the Blaisdell Arena, October 16th and 17th. They got two house shows in Hawaii, and they are doing tryouts before each show. And I guess The Rock is going to be there. So that'll be interesting. That will be interesting. tryouts for WWE before a house show, which seems very old school when you consider what they do nowadays. All these NIL deals and official tryouts where you go to the performance center. I guess people are just going to show up before the show and run around in the ring. So there you go. Interesting. All right. We reviewed Raw, right? No, it was who reviewed
SmackDown on Monday.
That's right. So on Raw, they had the debut of Royce Keyes and OTM. And there was a story up on False Finish saying they'd been working on the idea for, quote, a few weeks, which, I mean, that's true. The actual date that they started working on it was July 20th, in fact. So for those of you that have been watching NXT and AAA, it was about a month exactly that they came up with this idea. Around July 20th was when they filed for some trademarks. And then from July 20th on, you could see, you know, they shot an angle to do a match that ended up with Bronco and Lucien getting back together on NXT after they'd been teasing that they were going to break up for weeks. They did the angle to set up Bronco, ending up getting kicked out of Perros del Mal and AAA. So this had been, and of course they beat up Royce Keyes and injured him to set up his return, so... It was right around July 20th, been a little over a month. So that is when this all went down, for those of you that care about when it started. And really, that's it for the news here today. So when we come back, we're going to do the NXT TV review. And how did we do it last time? Did I lead it? I led it, right?
Yeah.
I don't expect you to take a bunch of notes.
I have notes.
Really?
I got a whole... Yeah, but please, you lead.
All right.
You're the general.
I shall lead it when we come back from the break, and we'll get your thoughts as well. It was far better than usual NXT. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm Ron Barr, and for a long time, I've been looking for a sport hat that's colorful, distinctively different, well-constructed, and makes a bold statement. I've finally found one. Check out allinlid.com, and you'll see what I mean. They're made with premium materials, breathable, waterproof, and built to stay comfortable all day, whether you're golfing, working out, on the water, or just wearing them around town. All In Lid isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. That's allinlid.com.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468, 800-796-1468, 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Royce Isaacs joining us here today on the road to recovery. Right, Royce?
Yes, sir. On that road every day.
That's right. That's right. Doesn't affect your limbs or anything, does it?
No, my limbs are great. The thing is, I'm actually, like, my day-to-day feels pretty good because of the epidural shot. So, like, I'm up and I'm doing yoga and I'm able to lift little weights. I just have to be careful about what I do in the intensity.
You got to be careful with those weights with a bad back. It's just the... Man, like, poor... I think Taz, he had, like, shoulder surgeries and all... I mean, he had all sorts of stuff done. And he He said, you know, I don't all this wrestling, I don't think it was wrestling at all. It was just I lifted way too heavy when I was young. And that's what happens sometimes. But you're on your way back. You're young.
Baby.
You're young. All right. We got NXT here. And a better show than usual, I thought. Although, man, this first match, it was Saquon and Deion in a weaponized cage match. And it reminded me very much of all things of this show yesterday when everything went wrong for minutes on end, but man, we barreled on through and we got it finished. They had so much stuff that went wrong in this match. There was a spot at the end where, I don't even know if this was like a planned spot or what, but they set up a table and they go up top. And Saquon is going to cut him off and do a sunset flip powerbomb. But he goes for it, and Deion just doesn't take the move, and Saquon lands and sells his knee. And it wasn't even like a transition, because Saquon just grabbed him and like put him on the table afterwards. So that was kind of weird. So he puts him on the table, and he, the guy's sitting on the table, he's going to hit him with something, and so he falls back so that he can come off the top or whatever. But as the guy leans back, the frickin' table collapses. And I was like, oh my God. So then Saquon tries to put the table back together. He puts a trash can on the guy's head. He super kicks him, so he falls back on the table breaks. So now it's like, oh man. So I think the idea was Saquon was like going to do a splash off the cage through the table. But now there's no table. So this guy goes up to the top of the cage and he just does a high cross off the top. And he pins him. So, yes, we had a high cross finish in a weaponized cage match. And, I mean, man, they did not give up when one thing after another went wrong. So I got to give him credit. They've been feuding for a long time. I hope it's over now. But I thought this was fun enough. What did you think?
Okay, so out of context, I know you'll know what I'm saying. But out of context, people might think I'm saying this is a diss. And I'm not. That reminded me of, like, the finals of a jiu-jitsu tournament, like a blue belt jiu-jitsu tournament. The finals where,
yes,
it's like, they're not technically doing everything right, and a lot of things are going wrong, but they are going hard.
Yes.
And it's entertaining, and I enjoyed watching it. Like, I have my little technical critiques, even outside of things just going wrong, where I'm like, yeah, they could have gotten this involved later. I would have liked if they hinted this before they did that, or... Obviously, I would love it if the super kick doesn't break the table or whatever. But at the end of it, I was like, I had fun. I enjoyed that. Like, I'm glad I watched it. Yeah,
they got through it. That's yeah. the key. They got through it, and there were things that could have collapsed really at any time. It felt like had Tony D doing a promo about the four-way. They announced a summit as the main event segment. Not sure how that's going to do for a main event segment, but that's it. Then we had this wasn't bad, but we had the Vanity Project at a bowling alley doing an interview with Sarah, and they're heels, and they're bowling, and I was just watching this thinking, I mean, come on, you got these guys at a bowling alley. Like, think of all of the things that you could do with these guys at a bowling alley. You know what I'm saying? And what they did was they just talked about how they were a family and how they were going to retain the tag titles. They all bowled. And it wasn't even like, you know, all the guys suck, but then Micah shows up and she bowls a strike or whatever. It's like, you know, one guy rolls, he gets like five. And then the next guy goes up and he rolls and he gets three. And then the other guy comes up with the little slide and the ball goes down and he gets like eight. And then Micah, she goes up at the very end and she gets that ball and she like does whatever and gets five. And I was like, well, what are we doing here? Like, okay, something. But that was it. And then they just cut away. So I was, I found it to be astonishingly boring given what they could have done and who was involved. But I mean, it was what it was. So I have
two things. One, I thought it was worth noting. I thought the Tony D promo was like very good.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as I was thinking that mentally, I'm just watching this in bed, catching it, and taking notes. And my girl looks over and she's like, this is a really good promo. And she doesn't watch wrestling anymore really, except for my stuff. So I know, I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is definitely a good promo if it's even getting across to people who don't really care about wrestling like that or watch it that much or are in the know. So I really wanted to definitely shout out Tony D for cutting a good promo. And then the other thing about the vignette that they did, outside of how awkward it was and didn't go anywhere and whatnot, it looks so unnatural when you're in a setting like that and you have, like, the camera cuts every half a second. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
I would really rather you just had, it's fine to just have it like the old school, but make it look more like the Razor vignettes or the, you know, like the old, like Chris Jericho and them were like, they would be like lifting weights and stuff. Have something more, it doesn't have to be that quality, but just a steady camera that's like watching them and letting it play out. And maybe you have a couple, like two or three max where there's, that's your different angles. But stop doing all these cuts. It looks so produced and canned and goofy for that's what you're like, there's like not enough of a punchline. If it's going to be that much, if you're to produce that much, it should like make sense or lead somewhere, or you have to have someone like a Pentagon Jr. in Lucha Underground where it's like, yeah, who cares if there's a bunch of cuts because he's like kind of got this mystical magical quality to him where you can kind of just buy in and whatever. But the whole time I couldn't even pay attention because it's just taking me out of it because I keep like readjusting my eyes to how much they're cutting everything around.
We had a Natty promo in the ring running down Jada, and then Jada showed up, and they did a lot of trash talking, and they have agreed to a submission match coming up at Heatwave. So I thought Jada was actually pretty great in this segment. So
great.
We had Cam Hendricks and Keanu Carver, and I don't know what you thought about this because you're not watching NXT every week, but as a regular viewer, it was just like, it was weird. So Keanu comes out and like the first thing he does is an inside cradle. And yeah. Vic, the commentator, is like, have we ever seen him do a small package before? I was like, Vic, his last match, he won with a small package. That was the whole story of the match. Apparently Vic totally forgot. It was like 2 weeks ago. And so he gets, you know, a little bit of heat, and then he makes a big comeback, and he's killing Cam, and then Cam ends up raking his eyes, and as the referee is going to check on him, Mason Rook runs down and just runs Cam over on the outside with a high cross, loses his shoe in the process, and then Keanu ends up pinning Cam with a perfect plex, and I thought this was another one, like, It wasn't bad. You know, these guys are both pretty green, but I thought they did all right, especially Keanu's comeback when he's just thrown this dude all over the place.
I had a question. Does he usually use the perfect flex?
No, never used it before.
That's really weird, because I will say I love a good perfect flex, but the two throws he did right before that were like way more impressive. That was the only thing that I was like, it was kind of like a letdown. Like maybe he should have made it more of like a fisherman buster, or I think if he would have made it slower and more of a deadlift with like an arc, it would have looked more impactful, but he kind of just snapped him over. He had a really nice bridge. Like his bridge was beautiful,
yeah,
but it just looked so much less effective than the moves he had just hit. And I was like, oh, okay.
I think the idea is he's supposed to be doing everything right now. He's on the straight and narrow, even though he still flips his lid every now and then. So that, I guess that includes winning with wrestling moves and wrestling matches. We had a Zilla Fatu promo. This guy's got a lot of charisma. And he got Nepo Baby right this week. We had Zari and Callie Armstrong. And the story here is that if Callie won, she is added to the one-on-one unification match at the pay-per-view. And she won! Front rolling cradle off an F5 attempt. So Zari and Ren Sinclair are unifying both of their belts, and Callie is in the match with no belt to be unified. But Callie's got, I mean, she's also green, but I think she's got a lot of potential. And I thought Zari did a good job with her here.
Yeah, I thought same as you, where like you could kind of tell in certain moments there was a little bit of that greenness, like maybe instead of using your peripheral to watch, you're kind of cheating too much and looking, or like some of the strikes weren't aggressive enough or something like that. But like overall, especially I think the back half where they really were getting into it, like they were cooking, and I thought they did really well. Like the finishing stretch was great.
We had Noam Dar, Romeo, and Sean Legacy versus Dorian Van... I'm sorry, so it's eight man. Noam, Romeo, Sean Legacy, and Dorian versus The Birthright. And, like, this was one of those, it was a total party match, and they went 50 miles an hour. And, like, if you're a big fan of 8,000 moves, I mean, this was a lot of fun. It would have been better with a little bit less and just letting some of this stuff breathe. But, I mean, that's not what they went out to do. They went out to just go crazy, and they went absolutely crazy, and the fans loved it. And Charlie ends up pinning Noam with the Regalplex. And if you like a party match, I got one for you. It was this one.
I was going to say the only like negative I got to point out is we had a wrong way ankle lock. I don't know if you caught that. Big pet peeve of mine. I thought he, Romeo, was that his name?
Romeo Moreno, yeah.
Romeo, I thought he did really well. Other than that, like, I'd never seen him before, but I was...
Yeah, he's very talented.
But I was that's the other direction it's got to be going into the butt there. But that's okay. I thought the Blue Thunder over the top was, like, an exceptional thing to note. Like, that was a really cool, ingenious spot. And my last note is that we have to start calling it a Dempseyplex. It can't be a Regalplex anymore.
Actually, they didn't call it anything.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, he just won.
He just got him with a move. But yes, technically it was the Regalplex. It should be the Dempseyplex now. We had Phoenix and EK Prosper, AAA Cruiserweight title. I thought this was the best match on the show. I just think Phoenix was awesome in this match. And EK Prosper, I mean, he did great. Mexican Muscle Buster finish. Place going wild. I mean, this was two great matches in a row, which we rarely see on NXT television. But I thought this was really good.
Yeah, they had a really, really good chemistry. It was like one of those where you have a Lucha Cruiser and an American-style Cruiser, and they just really, really fully melted together and melted their styles together. And I think it came off really good. EK Prosper, he's a guy that I actually wrestled him when he was on the Indies as part of Culture Inc. But as impressive as he was then, I think he's really like leveled up. The things that he does, just other people aren't able to do. That moonsault, the prettiest moonsault I've seen in a long time. And shout out to Ray Phoenix on that base, on that top rope springboard Rana, because he really did a good job there of, you know, not falling and letting EK die.
All right, stand by. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, we got a couple of moments here. The main event segment was just a summit. All the women came out and talked, and then old Grayson came out and actually said, "You ladies are great to look at, but hard to listen to." And then all the dudes came out, and then we had a wild brawl, and Zilla was left standing tall, and people love Zilla, so good for that guy. You got some stuff coming up. We're going to do some plugs here, but you actually have something to plug.
Yeah, hey, believe it or not, I made a comeback, and we got a plug. I'm obviously still on the IR, but this Saturday I will be at Epic Pro, and I'll be talking to my people, to my fans, because I am the current champion there, just addressing that situation. And I will also be there on commentary for at least the first half of the show. We'll see about the second. But if you want to come see me, say hi, get a picture. I'll be at Epic Pro this Saturday in L.A. I'd love to see your face there. So,
Epic Pro in L.A. My God, that's not an easy job, that commentary, let me tell you.
You're getting into it now, and you realize you're swimming with the sharks.
Don't let them call you out of the booth, especially now. You need to recover.
I'm not making that mistake this time.
Epic Pro in LA this weekend, everybody. Royce, thanks for doing the show this week, and we'll get you back on again and get you booked for After Dark as well and talk about some, I love the phrase, disappearances with gimmicks. That'll be the highlight of the show. There is a new After Dark today, everybody, with a special guest. So that'll be 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline, and everywhere else. Thanks, Royce. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.